Welcome to Rise and Shine with Sid Ahmed. I'm your host, Sid. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you like this content, make sure you share it with someone you care about at the end of this episode. With that being said, let's go ahead and get started. Hello and Vanakkam. Welcome back. Thank you so much for watching our content. Innikku pesa pora topic vandu, it is about being the word persistent. Persistent appadina enna? What it means is vidamuyarchi. When do you have to be persistent and when do you have to let it go? அதுதான் நம்ம பேச போகிறோம் இன்றைக்கி டாபிக். நீங்கள் விடாமுயற்சி வந்து என்றைக்கு வரைக்கும் பண்ணணும், அதுக்கப்புறம் வென் டு யூ ஹேவ் டு லெட் இட் கோ அண்ட் மூவ் ஆன் டு டூ சம்திங் எல்ஸ். ஆல்ரைட், ஸோ நீங்கள் எப்படி இதை பற்றி யோசிக்கணும் எப்படின்னா, ஒரு சின்ன குழந்தை இருக்குது அண்ட் ஆல் ஆஃப் அஸ் ஹவ் கான் த்ரூ திஸ் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ். குழந்தை வந்து ஒரு டாய்க்காக வந்து அழுதுட்டு இருக்குன்னு வச்சுக்கோங்க. அந்த குழந்தை வந்து அந்த டாய் எப்போ கிடைக்கிற வரைக்கும் தே வில் நாட் ஸ்டாப் க்ரைம் அண்ட் தே வில் மேக் ஷுவர் தட் தே வில் கெட் தட் டாய். Because the child is really, really persistent. அதே மாதிரி இது காமன் எக்ஸாம்பிள், அப்பா மொபைல் கொடு மொபைல் கொடு மொபைல் கொடு, த கிட்ஸ் ஆர் கோயிங் டு ஆஸ்க் யூ ஃபார் யுவர் மொபைல் ஃபோன் மொபைல் ஃபோன் மொபைல் ஃபோன் டில் த டைம் தேல் புட் யூ இன் வேரியஸ் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் சிச்சுவேஷன்ஸ் டில் த டைம் தே கெட் யூ த மொபைல் ஃபோன் அண்ட் ஃபைனலி யூ கிவ் இட் அப். ரைட், தேட் இஸ் வாட் இஸ் பர்சிஸ்டன்ஸ், கான்ஸ்டன்ட் எஃபர்ட் இன் ட்ரைங் டு அச்சீவ் யுவர் விஷன். அந்த குழந்தையோட விஷன் என்னென்னா, சம் ஹவ் ஐ ஹாவ் டு கெட் த மொபைல் ஃபோன் ஆர் த டாய். And that is the reason why that the child is trying in every possible way. So what we have to do is, when children, for parents, this is what I wanted to tell, says, when a kid is asking for something and they are trying their level best to ask for that particular, they want that particular thing, what we do is, many a times, we reprimand the child. குழந்தைய அதட்டி வந்து அந்த இதை கொடுக்காம வி ட்ரை டு கர்ப் தட் ட்ரே ஆஃப் பர்சிஸ்டன்சி. இஃப் வி ஒர்க் டுவர்ட்ஸ் சேனலைசிங் த எனர்ஜி, டேக் தட் பர்டிகுலர் ட்ரெயிட் ஆஃப் த சைல்டு ஆஃப் பீயிங் பர்சிஸ்டன்ட், டேக் தட் அண்ட் சேனலைஸ் தட் எனர்ஜி டு கண்டினியூ டு ஹாவ் தட் பர்சிஸ்டன்சி ட்ரெயிட் த்ரூ அவுட் தேர் லைஃப் அண்ட் அப்ளை இன் வேரியஸ் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் திங்ஸ் வாட் தே வாண்ட் டு அச்சீவ் சக்சஸ். பர்சிஸ்டன்ஸ் கேன் பி க்ரூம்ட் இன் சில்ட்ரன். Similarly, whether you're talking about a work setting, நீங்கள் வேலையில் இருக்கிறப்ப, நீங்கள் வேலை செஞ்சுட்டு இருக்கீங்கன்னா, if you're a professional, or if you're an entrepreneur, or if you're a parent, or if you're a child, even for school students, the way I want you to think about is, how is it that you can continue to develop on that particular skill of persistency? So persistency has a direct contribution, straightforward contribution to your success or failure. All right. If you see majority of the entrepreneurs, what they talk about is, one of the reasons why I've been successful is because I was very, very persistent. A lot of people don't understand or just use that word as persistence. They get confused between persistence, motivation, and various different things. So persistence is the effort which goes on continuously. Most importantly, persistence can lead you to success. Persistence can lead you to failure as well. So persistence and success, how does it look like? If you're picking up a sports career and you're playing cricket for your school, you show up every day. There is a time the team meets for morning workouts or the practice sessions, and you are there showing up all the 5 days or 7 days without fail. All right, that is persistence. All right, similarly, you're talking about, say, you're studying for something. All right, having a daily routine and making sure that you are persistent or consistent in every day spending that amount of time, that will actually lead you to success. Like if you're in sales lavanda, this is a very, very common thing what you will get to hear, right? Did you follow up with the customer? If somebody asks you that question, that means you have not been persistent, because on the question varadhukku munadiye vandu you would have said, hey, yes, I have already done that. That's the exact meaning of persistence. So whether you are in content creation, whether you are in a graphic designer, whether you are in sales, marketing, finance, HR, being persistent is what leads you to success. Let's talk about, how does persistence lead to failure as well? A lot of people do wrong things with a lot of persistency. Let's say a lot of people go through this during New Year's resolution and things like that. We think about, we want to do weight loss, and I want to do this, I want to do this. So first thing is coming up with a vision. What is it that you want to achieve? For that, you need to have a constant effort, which is you're being persistent. The second thing is you have a milestone. You're saying, that at a particular point in time, I will achieve this. All right? And the third area is when you achieve that, you get a reward. You are rewarding yourself. So you are in a weight loss program. In 1 month, I'm going to achieve this. And you are going to get a reward. You figure out what the reward is going to be. And the most important thing to achieve all of this is motivation, what you need to have every day. So with that being said, persistence is a very, very important component of whatever you want to achieve. But the critical question is, when do you have to continue to be persistent and when do you have to let go? I want to leave that effort and move on to something else to do. Where is it that I want to invest my time in being persistent? Or what is that action which I want to invest my time in being persistent? Whatever you're trying to accomplish, does it align with your overall goal and vision what you have? And I want you to think about that example of how the child is thinking. I want the toy. The child's vision is that toy. And the persistence, constant crying and nagging, making sure that the parent gives up. So, first of all, what is your vision in terms of whatever you want to achieve? The second thing what I want to think about is, do you think it is going to create success for you? By doing that particular effort, is it going to create success? The child is putting in all that effort and the kuzhandha vandhu aluthukitte irukku. Why? So that the success is going to be about getting that toy. Constant effort. And what is that vision what you're going to achieve? This is something very, very important which I want you to think. The third point, which is, are you trying to achieve something which fits your profile? Which fits your profile now? So for example, I'm thinking that I want to become an NBA player. To become an NBA player, there is only about a small percentage of people who actually make it to the NBA. So are you choosing a right place, a right opportunity to get into? Say for example, if you are really an average student, are you targeting to get into an IIT or an IIM? Why don't you choose the place and space to play in? What is that right opportunity and put your persistent effort in that particular area where you want to play in? So three questions which I would want you to consider about being persistent. Setting the vision. What is the vision in terms of what I want to accomplish? The second thing what I want you to think about is, does it create success for you? And the third and the most important thing is, are you choosing the right opportunity or right thing or whatever is the activity going to be, the right area where you want to put your persistency in? Choose an opportunity which is going to really create success for you. If those do not align, then I want you to adjust these three parameters. In the moonu questions, where is it that you want to realign yourself and choose the right area to play in and be persistent in it? So persistency is something absolutely critical in anything what you do. நிறைய பேர் வந்து என்ன யோசிப்பாங்கன்னா, பர்சிஸ்டன்சிங்கிற ஸ்கில் வந்து என்கிட்ட இருக்கா இல்லையா அப்படின்னு சொல்லி யோசிப்பாங்க. Everybody has that trait of being persistent. As a child, each and every one of you has cried for a toy. Go ask your parents. Your parents will definitely say, பயங்கரமா அடம் பிடிச்ச அடங்கிறது இருக்குல்ல, விடா முயற்சி அடம், அதுதான் வந்து பர்சிஸ்டன்ஸ். ரைட்? சோ எவ்ரிபடி ஹேஸ் இட், பட் த லெவல் அட் விச் தே ஹாவ் இஸ் டிஃப்ரெண்ட். சோ இது வந்து எப்படின்னா, நம்ம வந்து ஒரு எவ்வளவு காரமான மிளகு பிடிக்கும்னு சொல்லி சாப்பாடு, யூ கேன் ஹாவ் லெவல் 1 ஆஃப் ஸ்பைசி ஃபுட் ஆர் லெவல் 5 ஆஃப் ஸ்பைசி ஃபுட், வாட் யூ ரியலி லைக். இட்ஸ் அ சேம் எக்ஸாம்பிள் ஆஃப் பர்சிஸ்டன்சி இஸ் வெல். யூ கேன் டிசைட் வேர், அட் வாட் லெவல் யூ வாண்ட் டு பி பர்சிஸ்டன்ட். You can be at level 1 or you can be at level 5. The way I would look at it is, adjust the three parameters and achieve all the success what you desire in anything what you want to accomplish. So be persistent, press on. I'm sure you'll achieve all the success what you desire.
I'm so grateful to you for listening and spreading the word and telling a friend, saying, hey, you should listen to this episode of Rise and Shine with Sid Ahmed. And hopefully you leave a review and rate the show 5 stars so I can continue doing what I love the most, which is speaking to you every day.